Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, one of the things that we like to do on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is always allow you to see for yourself the evidence, okay? And in this particular case, I've been talking about it over the last couple days, and the video passed by me today, and I thought, you know what? I need to just let people hear who Ron DeSantis truly is, regardless of how they try to promote him, regardless of how they try to make him out to be the bad guy for doing the right thing. He's not doing it. Kristi Noem was doing the same exact thing. Just seen another video on her as well, friends. She sits there and lies bold-facedly to the people about what she's really doing behind closed doors. And it's the same thing with Ron DeSantis. Now, everybody knows. I don't think there's a soul alive that doesn't realize Joe Biden was not voted in by the American people. I just don't know of anybody that has actually come to the same conclusion with the mainstream media. We know it's fraud. We know it's a total hoax concerning the numbers and the deceptive measures they have taken to try to convince the American people that 80 million people actually voted for Joe Biden. We know it's not true. And again, I believe I brought it up for a moment yesterday, but again, it's worth reiterating, friends, that you might hear it and remember this. Remember, we played several videos throughout the presidential candidacy and the whole campaign trail with Joe Biden, and there were times where the mainstream media and their useful idiots literally were coming out and saying, listen, this is rather odd, this is verbatim what she said, but there's no one here to support Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. Not one person. Not one person. So going back to Ron DeSantis, because we always come back to what we want to cover here. I want you to hear for yourself who Ron DeSantis is, okay? Because you all the well know it's not true. But what does Ron say? He's there to confirm and affirm the establishment's narrative. Doesn't anybody think that's a little bit odd? Look at this.
Can we just put this to bed so you don't have to be asked about this a million more times? Yes or no, did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election?
Whoever puts their hand on the Bible on January 20th every 4 years is the winner. And I don't think the election, and I pointed out in that same quote, and I've said this from the very beginning, when they changed the rules for COVID, I think that was wrong. I think some of those changes were unconstitutional. When they do mass mail ballots, I think that's wrong. I think ballot harvesting is wrong. I think the Zuckerbucks were wrong. I think the fact that the FBI was working with Facebook and these other tech companies to censor
was wrong. Just wrong.
Was wrong.
Not illegal.
So I don't think it was the perfect election. I remember after a lot of the media was saying this is the most secure election in history. How could it be the most secure with those millions of mail ballots going out? On the same time, at the time after the election, they were talking about Maduro stealing votes on the voting machines or whatever, and none of those theories proved to be true. But here's
theories.
The issue that I think is important for Republican voters to think about. Why did we have all those mail votes? Because of Trump turned the government over to Fauci, They embraced lockdowns. They did the CARES Act, which funded mail-in ballots across the country. Donald Trump signed that bill that funded the mail ballots that all the Republicans have been so concerned about. And also with the censorship of the Hunter Biden. That was Donald Trump's FBI that was working with that. He didn't have control over his own government. So me as the nominee, we will not let them run.
Notice how he did not answer the question.
Florida, we ban ballot harvesting.
This is a politician.
If there is ballot harvesting that's allowed in like Nevada, we are going to do it too. We're not going to fight with one hand tied behind our backs. And so I think
if you ever want to know why these guys are so they spend themselves with these questions, because they're already prescripted. They already know what's going to be asked of them. And again, that's another question that people need to answer for themselves, is how do they know to just ride off of this question, because they're prescripted. And again, what begs the question, Americans, is how many times have they been busted? They've been busted over and over and over again for prescripted questions, just like the one that you're seeing right here. And you'll notice that Ron DeSantis will not answer the question. He just playing the politician. And he said the guy that puts his hand on the Bible and says he's going to uphold the Constitution, he said he's the winner. I wonder how that would fare if this was actually a system ruled by law. All the while, he sits there at the same time and talks out of the other side of his mouth and talks about all the things that are wrong, not illegal. Excuse me, not illegal. He didn't say they were illegal. He said they were wrong. This is the problem that we're having in this country, friends. And again, I wanted you to see for yourself what Ron DeSantis said. Okay, Ron DeSantis declares Joe Biden legitimate winner of 2020 election, securing 81 million votes. Asserts Trump lost. Of course he lost. Joe Biden is the president. Okay, he is only there reaffirming the mainstream media's what? Their narrative. And Americans, this is what I thought so many people in this country were sick and tired of. This is the establishment. What do? They sit there and they prop each other up. They defend each other. They confirm each other. Why? Because they are crawling up or climbing up the political ladder, and they want to make sure that they have a place in this alliance of hell. And folks, we all see the direction that this is going, but the American people, again, need to understand that their candidates that they've been given as options are not legitimate candidates. Neither is Ron DeSantis. Folks, and the list goes on. So anyways, I wanted to play that video for you really quick, just so you could see for yourselves as to what he said. And you, again, pay attention, friends, how that was teed up for Ron DeSantis. And again, don't ever question why it is that they just run off some of those questions that are given unto them, because it's already prescripted. They already know what's going to be thrown at them concerning those softballs coming from the mainstream media. Now, listen, really quick before you jump on we break into a commercial here, jump online to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, as well as beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I'd like to cover in just a couple minutes here, friends, is, are people beginning to revolt? Yeah, they are. They're beginning to revolt, and it's long overdue, but they're finally starting to understand how this works. Their backs are up against the wall, and they're starting to say no more. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, addressing the issues that need to be addressed. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. What you're seeing across the country in government, friends, especially in government, and I'm talking about the corruption in government, is the arrogancy, the absolute attitude that they're above the law, and they will never be held accountable for the crimes that they're committing against the people. Well, I can tell you right now that's only going to go so far, and I've said it 1,000 times, but I need to remind you once again, friends, you can only oppress man for so long before he has enough. And I'm just wondering if we're at that position right now where people are at that point in history right now where people are starting to say enough is enough. Target is now being sued over the LGBTQ merchandise backlash. Why? Because Target put themselves in a position of casting forth the decisions without asking shareholders. A conservative legal organization sued Target on behalf of Brian Craig, a Target shareholder, saying the retailer misrepresented the adequacy of its risk monitoring when customer backlash over LGBTQ-themed merchandise caught it by surprise. Americans First Legal filed the lawsuit in Florida federal court Tuesday against Target chief executive Brian Cornell and the company's board of directors. America First is a nonprofit group headed up by Stephen Miller, a former advisor to the ex-president. The lawsuit is the latest in a legal battle in which conservative legal groups and Republican legislators are challenging corporations that have enacted policies on social issues such as race and gender. Folks, they're making issue out of race and gender. Law does not Just for the record, the law does not. I got this right in front of me, and she's always right in front of me. You see, Mrs. Justice, and she has a balance right here in front of her. But do you notice when you look at her face, and if you can't see her, I'm painting the picture for you. But if you look at her face, you can see that she has a blindfold on. Why? Because justice is according to law, not according to what you see, not according to color, not according to race, none of that. You judge not a man by the content, you judge not a man by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. Who makes an issue of race and gender more than the government and the mainstream media? And that's all behind, folks, those that are pulling the strings only to confuse. And who is that? Well, the Bible says that the Lord is not the author of confusion. Satan is the author of confusion, friends. But I also say to those that are lethargic and derelict of duty in Daniel 9:7, where people don't know the difference because they have left off the Lord. Confusion is because we have left off the Lord, and if we keep our face in the Word of God and before the Lord and walk in the light of His countenance, and He's forever at my right hand and I shall not be moved, I'm not going to be easily confused, friends, nor am I going to be enslaved. Hello? But again, I wanted the people to see what's happening. Target's being sued now for the LGBTQ merchandise backlash, because to those people, it's about the money. They didn't get the money that they wanted, and because of it, now they're going to sue, and they're going to make clear that, you know, before you do this. And by the way, if I invested into a company, I'd want to know what's going on, too, before they actually went out and just made decisions without asking those that are investing into the company. So, you know, it's fair play, and it's right what they're doing, so more power to them all the way around. Also wanted to highlight some of the other things that are going on. I want to show you a video in a little bit here too. But are people beginning to revolt? Well, y'all know who Mitch McConnell is, right? Mitch McConnell, now this is going to be some information. If you're a new time viewer or listener, you're going to understand who these people are. He's Mr. Anti-Drug, Mitch McConnell, okay? He's the majority leader in Kentucky. He's an evil man. He's a very wicked man. He is interconnected to the evil powers that are tolerated by the American people. And it goes further than that. Now, I brought up the point that he is Mr. Anti-Drug. Notice when they sell themselves in such a direction, you can usually pull the curtain back, friends, and find out just the exact opposite is true. Matter of fact, I did an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com some time ago, actually in 2018, March of 2018, and I named it Political Champions Say, Do As I Say But Don't Do As I Do, and I took the time to highlight some of the politicians that sell themselves in one area only to find out that they're guilty of actually breaking the laws in which they claim to be standing for. What am I talking about? Ex-California State Senator Leland Yee, he was Mr. Gun Control Champion. Matter of fact, he was an A-plus rating from the Brady Campaign Organization, which, by the way, is an unconstitutional agency as well. He was heading to prison for, guess what? Weapons trafficking. What does that have to do with Mitch McConnell? Well, does anybody ever ask themselves the question how it is that these said representatives, not of We the People, go from making $174,400 a year, and within just a matter of a couple years, they're millionaires? That's called working for special interest groups, folks. And that's what's been going on in this country for a long time. Mitch McConnell, Mr. Anti-Drug, he was the one. Matter of fact, I'm just going to read it to you from the Nation's Report. This was all buried by the mainstream media, by the way. The seizure of the narcotics shipment in the Caribbean port occurred far away from Kentucky, the state in which Senator Mitch McConnell is now facing a career-defining election. But the Republican Senate majority or minority leader during that particular time has the closest of ties to the owner of the Ping Mei, the vessel containing the illicit materials. What were the illicit materials, friends? 90 pounds of cocaine. If you ever hear me talk about Cocaine Mitch, then now you understand as to why I call him Cocaine Mitch. Okay? What does the Ping Mei have to do with anything? Well, the vessel containing the 90 pounds of cocaine, the Foremost Maritime Corporation, a firm founded and owned by McConnell's in-laws, the Chow family. You want me to keep going here, friends? You kind of get the point, right? Matter of fact, Chows, they were actually interconnected with the Bushes, and every time, folks, you keep pulling the layers off the onions of corruption within the system of government in America, you're always going to find out, and I'm talking about present time, you're always going to find none other than the Bushes right there at the seat of power doing what they do and selling themselves out, okay? I don't want to make a big ado of the Bushes, but they're wicked people, folks. They're called the Bush regime. The Clintons also have a name, but keep in mind the Clintons were very submissive to the Bushes. And if you remember right, the Clintons and the Bushes back in the 90s were operating the biggest drug trafficking airport in the United States of America out of Mena, Arkansas. If you've not seen Clinton Chronicles, do yourself a favor and go check it out. Hey, folks, someone's making money, and the supply is always going to meet the demand. But when you look at who's trafficking the drugs, we already know it's the CIA. We already know who's doing it. Those that are profiting from it, and the corrupt in the FBI are a part of it as well. Okay? So with all of that said, I want you to see this, because I don't know if you have seen this, and if you haven't, I'm glad you haven't, because you're going to see it and you're going to hear it right now. This is U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell, a good guy from Kentucky. He went back to his hometown event, and I just want, I want you to answer the question, do you really believe that the people reelected this criminal? Because that's exactly what he is. Here, listen to the people in his hometown. By the way, this goes on for 5 minutes.
In fact, his introduction is longer than my speech. Elaine and I are really excited to be back at Fancy Farm.
He's reading everything.
On behalf of the strongest Republican team we've ever run.
Senate Mitch McConnell gets roundly heckled at home front or hometown events.
28th Fancy Farm. I want to thank Father Venters and Stephen Elder for finding a way to keep Fancy Farm going, even with pork prices.
Does it sound like the people reelected this guy, folks?
The Kentucky State Police.
Are the people beginning to revolt?
We're keeping folks safe.
They just love Mitch McConnell there in Kentucky, don't they? Hey, friends, I played 1 minute of the people in Kentucky, Mitch McConnell's hometown, heckling him, demanding that he retires. I don't know why that's all they're doing, but they're demanding that he retires. Okay? This goes on for 5 minutes. I said 5 minutes.
Republicans will look good these days.
Look at all the people there, friends. Hold them accountable. And he keeps talking like everybody loves him.
We're up against folks who closed schools and then told you that teachers' unions know what's best for your kids. We're up against folks who'd rather let...
Does it look like people voted him in, friends? Kind of reminds you of none other than Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if people are starting to catch on. Oh, I got some more on the other side. Just hold up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Iran has agreed to release four jailed Americans and place them under house arrest with the intention of allowing them to travel to the United States in the coming weeks, following a month-long diplomatic push by the Biden administration. That's according to a statement from the family's lawyer. At least three dozen people have been killed by devastating wildfires on the island of Maui in Hawaii. Hawaii resident Jordan Sarabe, who lost his home to the flames, describes his experience escaping the destruction.
I had to drive through flames. You know, there was a van and a house already on fire. The smoke was going over the road. Literally don't know what's on the other side of me. And just hoping and praying I don't hit anyone. I don't hit a car and get stuck. The van next to me doesn't explode.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, FEMA and the Red Cross now stepping in to help people who lost their homes. Tim Berg, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right. So, again, they have to put themselves up as if to suggest everybody loves them. And I'm talking about Mitch McConnell, who's been selling the American people down the river to foreign powers for a long time. He's interconnected with the Chinese. He was busted transporting 90 pounds of cocaine, and the mainstream media did its best to cover up his crimes. Okay? There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known, Luke 12:2. And you know, the bottom line is he can run, but he cannot hide. And you're seeing this being the case in Kentucky.
I'm glad Governor Beshear.
I played one moment of this, just 1 minute. Now I'm on 2 minutes. And the people in Kentucky, his hometown, are heckling him now for 2 minutes. Okay? Just want to make clear everybody understands that the mainstream media is trying to do their best. The mainstream media is trying to convince you that everybody loves Mitch McConnell in Kentucky, and they reelected him. But is it true they reelected him, friends? Absolutely not.
Dad looked like a Republican.
Okay. And he's acting like everybody's tuning into what he has to say because they can't wait to hear the next word that flows from his wicked heart.
Nightmare Senate race.
But again, friends, I just, for the sake of time, that goes on again for 5 minutes. 5 minutes straight that he's talking, the people are heckling him. But the mainstream media wants you to believe that he was reelected. I got to keep saying this, people, because you have to understand how this game is played. He wasn't reelected by the people. Oh, I was checking some stuff out during the break, and I'm sure you all knew this. This was some time ago. And I remember when we hit this, was in May of 2022, where almost half of President Biden's Twitter followers were found to be completely fake. Wow. Isn't that insane? Also, if you remember right when he was in Arizona, if you're on a screen right now, you can see how many people showed up to see him. And the mainstream media was right there to guess what? Guess what they were trying to do, friends? They were trying to defend him because they said this wasn't a public event. This was a different event, the one that you're seeing right now. This is a different event. Folks, three people showed up. You remember when Hillary Clinton did the same thing? Remember when she kicked off her presidential campaign and only 22 people showed up? And guess how many of those weren't the mainstream media? Seven of them. But they told you, friends, they sold to the American people that half of America wanted Hillary Clinton to be there. No, folks. And let me just take it another step, because I was covering this over the last week. Don't forget about the fact that you're only given two handfuls of presidential candidates right now by the mainstream media that is censoring and suppressing and ignoring the 1,000 other presidential candidates. That's why I continuously tell you to go ahead and share these videos, please. Get this information out there. Wanted to do another one here for you, too, because now that I'm talking about it, are people beginning to revolt? I want to show you a video, and I played this probably, 6 months ago, but this is the Boston mayor. All the people in Boston, Massachusetts, they just love her. As a matter of fact, I want to show you how much they love her, friends, because, again, the mainstream media wanted the people in Boston, Massachusetts to all fawn over Michelle Wu and convince them they all voted her in. Tell me what this video tells you, friends.
We have managed to prevent the reestablishment.
What do you see here?
Of a permanent fortified encampment at Mass Ave and Milnikas Boulevard. And more importantly, since January, we have connected.
I'm going to just go ahead and play it. I'm just going to fast forward it little by little. The more she talks,
transparency about what we're doing,
the more she's heckled.
Respect and appreciate your passion.
And then she patronizes them. We appreciate your passion.
Our shelter partners expand capacity because we know the winter is coming.
And there's all the good cops.
And we're doubling down on recruiting
doing their job.
Managers to
protecting
in residents receiving the
candidate, the mayor here in Boston that everybody voted in and loves her so much. It reminds me of January 6th with Joe Biden, doesn't it? Everybody loves him so much. He had to go ahead and get the military men to defend him from the 80 million people that put him in office.
In the months ahead,
you need to think, Americans.
Looking forward to working with our partners at the state and regional level. All right, you all, if we're going
to
do it like this, we're going to pull this down and talk to folks on the side. So I'm going to pause to see if we can get some time.
Okay, so she's forced to end her speech. But again, they want, there's one guy in the back there saying, I have a First Amendment right. Well, apparently these police officers didn't read that when they swore with their hand on the Bible to uphold the Constitution. That's how backwards people have become in this country. It's embarrassing, isn't it? Yeah, it truly is embarrassing. It truly is embarrassing, friends. Wanted to highlight another one here for you, friends. I'm not making this up. It seems that people, when their voices are heard, they revolt. It's just like all this transgender stuff that they've created and fabricated and contrived and made up out of thin air. It's amazing how the American people, their voice overrode what they were trying to push through their opposition. That's what started happening after the pandemic, too. But the question, again, that needs to be begged here, what did the big tech companies do? What are they still doing, friends? They're still trying to drive over the top of the voice of the majority in this country. And by the way, we're a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. So I don't care if I'm just one person standing against 325.9 million people. I'm obeying the law and everybody else isn't. I'm right and they're wrong, period. That's what's so awesome about a constitutional republic. Check out Article 4, Section 4, okay? But again, let me go back to show you another individual. school. This is in Duluth, Minnesota. But what they're doing is they're beginning to revolt against Tim Walz, backed, as if to suggest, again, let me put this into perspective, because we don't want to sacrifice the truth on the altar of peace in any sense of the word. So we want to tell you the truth that makes you free so you can hold to it and enforce it that you might know real peace. Okay? Nobody voted for Tim Walz, friends. There's 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota. We know that he's a straight-up Marxist. He's a Marxist. He's a crook. He shows up every once in a while. He's from Nebraska. Same thing with little con man Keith Ellison that everybody sees right through. The attorney general that the people in the state of Minnesota did not vote for. Okay? We know that the people didn't vote for him. We know we didn't. There's 5.9 million people in the state, and when you look at the map, folks, of who voted for who, there was a small portion in three areas, Duluth, Minnesota, and Minneapolis, St. Paul, that allegedly voted in Tim Walz and Keith Ellison. No, the fix was in. They knew who was going to hold to continuously hold to what? Their illegalities, those that were going to hold to their edicts concerning Tim Walz and Keith Ellison taking orders from their masters and bowing the knee and doing what they're told. Okay? And that's what they did. And the people in the state of Minnesota knew that. So I don't want people to be under the impression that people actually voted Walz in or voted in Keith Ellison. You've got to be out of your mind. Matter of fact, even the Muslim population, friends, concerning Keith Ellison, the population is very small compared to the massive amount of people in the state of Minnesota. But somehow or another, they took voters from across the state and they tagged that support to Keith Ellison in the Muslim population. I guess those people in Minnesota that voted for Keith Ellison and Tim Walz, I guess they're all advocates for 200 to 300% more illegals coming into the United States. And I call them illegals because they're not here to assimilate from the Middle East, right? Not. I hope people are thinking with me. Because you got to start thinking this way, folks, because until you do, they're going to keep their games going on. And that's exactly why I brought up Ron DeSantis, to show you who he is. Because most people don't want to take the time to pull the curtain back to understand what he's actually doing. That's what we're doing here. That's what Tim does in the morning. And this is what I do in the afternoon. So let's get back to this. In Duluth, Minnesota, I guess voters are now revolting against Tim Walz-backed leftist mayor candidate. Now, again, I, for the life of me, don't understand why these conservative groups keep talking about the left and the leftists and and all this other stuff. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. What you call the left is supposed to uphold the law, just like what you call the right is supposed to uphold the law. And if they're not doing it and they break the law, that defines them as criminals, friends, not leftists. Furthermore, if you go to the other side of that spectrum concerning how they're trying to brainwash you Americans, since when did there become a definition of a right-wing extremist? I didn't know that there was a right-wing extremist position when it comes to the law. There isn't. Again, this is the mainstream media trying to divide the people against each other. Those that obey the law and those that don't obey the law. Hey, guess what you do with people that don't obey the law, Americans? You enforce it against them. You enforce it against them. Again, what's happening here? People are beginning to stand up and they're beginning to revolt and they're beginning to say no more. No more. And what's sad about this, as much as I support our police friends, the good cops need to start educating the dumb ones, because the dumb ones are having their way on social media platforms more than they're not. And I understand that there's a small portion of bad ones in every agency, but you know what? I'm getting tired of watching police officers stand back and say that they're just doing their job when in fact they're not doing their job. They're arresting the wrong people. They're standing in their own righteousness. Some of the stuff that's been going on lately, friends, and we highlighted this last week with our friend Marcus, who was out preaching on the streets, and how the mainstream media tried to affix him or append him to the neo-Nazis, and how the police came over and arrested him while he was preaching the word. Their job was to go arrest the men that were dressed up as women preying on the children, but who did they arrest? Are you starting to get this? Yeah, it gets old, doesn't it? Yeah, it does get old, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so I always want to get the word in here, friends. If I'm not peppering you throughout the show, I want to give exclusivity to the word and make some points here. And every day of my life, it's not just a certain time of my life, neither. It's constantly. I mean, my kids and my wife are probably like, geez, dad, geez, husband. But you know what? I'm sold out to the cause. I'm sold out to what I'm called to do because I'm going to answer for it. Matter of fact, if you look at Ecclesiastes 12, you'll understand here. Matter of fact, I'm going to go over there for you right now and read it verbatim so you can see for yourself what I'm talking about. And then Bradley can explain from that point on. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, not filial. Fear God, keep his commandments. Why? Because you're grateful, right? He who has been forgiven much loves much. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment. Folks, you can go to 2 Corinthians 5:10. You can go to Revelation 21, starting in verse 8. You can go to Hebrews 9:27. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, and every knee will bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, like it or not. But God shall bring every work into judgment, and with every secret thing. If you go to 4:13 of Hebrews, it talks about how God sees all things naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. And then it says, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because when I first got saved back in the 90s, I mean, really saved. And again, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. I mean, I'm still learning that way, folks. And if you're a child of the Lord, you're always going to learn that way, because the Lord chastises those that he loves to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve, that we might learn who he is and to put him on, the Lord Jesus Christ, and making no provision of the flesh. And I remember when I first got into the church, and I'm straight out of the rock and roll scene, so you got to remember, I was touring the United States in rock bands and so on and so forth. And when I got saved, I went through a couple years process of just breaking. And once I started to lift my head up a little bit, and I'm talking about spiritual revival, read Romans 6, where the Lord was pulling the old man off and putting the new man in, and the new man was beginning to outshine the old man. And what happened is, when I started to go to church, I remember I would sit at the library. I was this guy with, you know, again, right out of the rock and roll scene. My hair is down to my butt, and I got tattoos. I'm 6'5", and I'm this tall, skinny dude. Every Sunday service, I'm the only guy in the library sitting on the floor of that church, reading books from John Knox and Jonathan Edwards and Charles Spurgeon and John Wesley, and the list goes on. Cowper, there was Augustine. I mean, you name them. I was reading them. And when I would read the testimonies of these men of God, I kept noticing that something's different. There's something different between then and now. At the turn of the century, something happened. And I can suspect what happened. Men forgot God in their prosperity, and the Lord told us not to do that in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and chapter 8. And there was a huge difference. I mean, what we see today is completely opposite of what they used to be. Men of God during the founding era, through the Black Robe Regiment and some of the names that I named, they were feared. That the people of the earth shall see that you're called by my name, and they shall fear you. They'll fear you because they know that I'm bearing witness and I am your God. Today they're being laughed at. Now, I'm saying this to make a point to tee this video up for you, an audio for you. When I used to sit there and study those guys, I would notice, again, a stark contrast to what I was seeing happening in that church. Matter of fact, I'd be at home and I would work during the day and I'd rush home because I wanted to eat the spiritual food, John 6:35. I wanted to fill up on the Word of God. It was the only time I felt right, was when I was in the Word of God. I remember coming back one time and asking the pastor, I said, I'm reading this, but this is what I'm seeing inside of this church. And I remember this guy said to me, this pastor, he said, Bradley, we just don't do things like that anymore. And I'm looking at Scripture again, Malachi 3:6, and I'm thinking of Hebrews 13:8. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wait a second. The Lord didn't change. You changed. You're trying to do in your own strength what only the strength of the Spirit can do. And when you're weakest, you're strongest. 2 Corinthians 12, right? Well, no, that's foreign to them. And I noticed what I was reading on the floor of that library was also foreign to what the American church sees today. These were men of God that God bore witness to. These were men that understood the cross of Jesus Christ. Well, one day, I remember the pastor's wife came up to me. Dude is very prophetic. And I'm still friends with him today. And I remember his wife came up to me and she said, Bradley, have you ever heard of Kenneth Copeland and Kenneth Hagin and Joyce Meyer and Creflo Dollar and Jesse Duplantis and Mac Hammond and the whole list goes down? And I said, yeah, I'm just not into that. And she said, Bradley, you're always reading about these generals of God. She said, you have to go see Kenneth Hagin. And what they were doing is projecting it up on their screen. And she said, you need to come back and you need to watch it here at the church. We're going to project it from Oklahoma. And I remember watching it. Now, I want you to see just a little bit of this, friends. This is what I was subjected to by those that are foreign to the cross of Jesus Christ. They're enemies to the cross of Jesus Christ. This is what they wanted me to believe was a general of God. Okay? I'm just going to play it out just for a moment. This is Kenneth Hagin. They call him Papa Hagin. He's walking around spitting and hissing like a snake. Look at this. Look at these grown-ups, folks. They're all dancing. Oh, look at that. They're just, hey, folks, they're telling us that the Holy Ghost is just taking over. Look at this. Look at all these grown-ups. Anybody sickened yet? Listen to them. Listen to them hissing, friends. This is what I was subjected to as a baby Christian. I was told by the pastor's wife, look at him. Oh, he's knocked out, isn't he, folks?
Thank you.
He is just slain in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Look at that. There's got to be 3,000 people inside of that church.
Glory to God.
And he's so anointed of God, friends, that he needs Hallelujah. Two people to hold him up.
Where are you, Keith? Come down here and wrap this up.
This is, hey folks, now, okay, they're hissing like snakes, they're laughing, they say, in the Holy Ghost, they're being slain in the Spirit, as they say. This is what I was told was a general of God. Friends, I'm here to tell you, that is the furthest thing from the truth.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, glory to God, right? Oh, and he just touches him, and he just... You know, I remember another time... Oh, yeah, isn't this... That's just the Lord, isn't it? Hey, now, I want you to consider this while I got 2 minutes left. As I'm watching this, I can still feel it. As I'm watching these grown-ups dancing around the church, hissing... Laughing, dancing like a bunch of lunatics, pretending to be fallen out in the spirit, as they say. I can still feel it. I'm sitting in the back watching this for about 10 minutes. And the first thing that I'm thinking about is all the babies that are being murdered. I was thinking about what was going on in public schools. Thinking about the decline of the culture, corruption in government, and I have somebody telling me to go check this out. This is a general of God. And my mind was telling me, what am I missing? It tells us in 1 Timothy 6:5 that those that preach gain is godliness, from such withdraw yourself. I remember 10 minutes into it, I walked outside. I went into my truck, and I was angry, because inside, I knew that this was completely wrong. And I started to hit the top of the dash of the van, crying out, saying, Lord, something seriously wrong here. And boy, oh boy, Scripture tells us that there's something seriously wrong here. We'll talk to you in 23.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.